What's up, bitches? Happy fucking New Year. I know I missed the Monday episode, and that's fine. We're just gonna get past that. Your girl got the wind knocked out of her. Double ear infections, inner, outer. I literally cannot hear myself right now. So I've got my AirPod Max on, and usually I can hear really well. Absolutely everything is muted. Like, it's wild. It is so wild. I know there's a lot of shit going on, so I hope you guys are getting past it, taking good care of yourselves. Make sure you're getting your supplements, your vitamin C, drink your fucking water, all the things. But happy New Year. Seriously, this is a reset. It's a do-over. All you people that were like, January 1st, I'm gonna do it. I hope you did. And if you didn't, today's your chance for the clean slate, okay? Because nobody paid attention to what you were doing yesterday. They were on holiday. So get your shit together and let's handle our business. I am flying blind. Like I said, I can't hear, but I know there were some sound issues on the last podcast I recorded in December. I'm praying, you guys, that I got everything fixed. I think my mic is fixed, my Mac is fixed. I think we're good to go. And I know you bitches will let me know if it's all messed up, okay? So let's do some housekeeping really fast. If you're new here, my name is Brandon Lynette. I am the mom of six beautiful babies and the wife of a super sexy stud. I do this podcast generally 5 days a week. And it's here to help you take responsibility of your life, to become a co-creator, to take massive responsibility for where you are and where you're going. And this is a great time to be setting some goals, and we want a fresh start. So you can get my books at onceuponatimebitches.com. I think that's a great way to just launch yourself into massive action. I've got the Dream Big Bitches Vision book. Fucking buy that, okay? Because January is a reset. You're learning some new habits. You're overwhelmed. It's cool. If you order it now, you should be able to start in the next couple weeks after you've caught your breath, okay? I recommend that 100%. Go to my website, brandonlynette.com. That shit should be fixed. My emails should be fixed. I think we are good to go. Make sure you have subscribed for those emails at brandonlynette.com as well. Okay. You just give me your email and then I spam you with all the love and adoration that a person can give. But let's jump into it, okay? Because we want a fresh start. I just got off of teaching a relationship class. It went super well. If you didn't make it in that round, I think we're gonna have another go at it. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted when it's up. It was phenomenal. But one of the issues that, someone had was letting go of trust issues, okay? Because what's the truth? We've all been hurt, we've all been fucked with, or we've been the person that's fucked with people, but we've been deceived, we've been mistreated, we've been taken advantage of at some point in our lives. Okay. And a lot of us have an easy time recovering from that. Okay. And we have little difficulty trusting the future, but some of us find it hard to trust again. And when you take this too far, when you go down this rabbit hole of not trusting, it's easy to become socially isolated. Okay. I have always had an issue with trust. I know this is going to be one of the core issues that I work on is learning to open up and have relationships with people. I am just so hardened. That's the truth. I just am like, I don't have the energy to be fake anymore. I just don't. Fake people exhaust me. And, this is definitely the year that my husband and I just really focus on our family and move forward and, build the relationships within our house, because it was easy for us to just kind of take even the relationships with our kids kind of for granted. And so we're repairing, rehealing, working on that shit, handling that. But I know my problem is that I don't trust anyone. So it's hard to even build friendships. It's hard to just think people are genuine because people just suck. And I know that. And it's hazardous to just blindly trust everybody, okay? But not being able to trust anyone, that's a problem. That's a problem. We are social creatures. God literally created us, man and woman, told us to get together, be fruitful, multiply, find the people. That's where happiness is. That's where joy is. It's in these human experiences. And the more reserved you are, the less you're going to fall into that joy, okay? But as social creatures, we have to interact with other people to be at our best. That's it. You want to succeed? You've got to network with other people. You want to feel joy? Network with other people. You want to feel peace and happiness? Help other people. It's always going to come down to other people. And I'm going to tell you all the time, it is just, it's insane, because at the end of the day, this is about you. It's about you, but there is no greater you than the you that can be the best version of yourself out there in that experience with other people. Okay. So what kind of techniques can we throw out here so we could trust again and move forward in our relationships? You've got to find the source of your pain. Okay. We're not born with this instinct not to trust people. Babies trust you. There is no one in the world that trusts more than a baby. Okay. So something has happened in your lifetime to cause this distrust to become your absolutely main focus when dealing with other people. And it could be several situations from your past. So what you're going to do is you're going to examine and question the past. You've got to ask yourself, is the reason for my general distrust rational? And that's a fair question. This is where we own our shit, you guys. Okay. It's where we are completely honest. This isn't a test. Okay. You don't have to share this with the public. This is for you and for you alone to get that journal and to ask yourself, okay, is it rational? Did I overreact? Was I simply too trusting too soon? Bitch, did you ignore all the red flags and then cry mercy when it was too late? And is your distrust the result of just one bad experience and you've let that cloud your judgment? Are you or were you just naive? Answer those questions. Start working through it. I know that emotions are going to build up inside of you, and it's okay. I want you just to witness the emotions. You don't have to become it, okay? If that's something you struggle with, another hot topic in the year of 2024, we are going to still talk about microdosing psilocybin. It is my lifeline, okay? And it is the way I can do things like question myself in these experiences without freaking out, without losing my mind, or without trying to hide from it. I can ask myself tough questions and I can give myself honest answers because I don't become the emotion, okay? So if you are struggling with that, with the anxiety, the anxious feelings, you can't ask yourself these questions, you can't be honest, you're fearful of the truth, talk to me about microdosing, okay? Because it's going to help you. Going to help you. It's another topic for another day. We talk about that on Mondays, but I had to throw it in there, okay? Message me if you are looking for answers there. Next step, though, after you've asked yourself these questions, you have to understand that it's time to keep your past in the past. Because if you are harping and replaying old hurts, this is how you prolong your suffering. If you just get stuck with that story in your head and you play it over and over and over and over and over, like you hear that sad song that makes you cry every single time and it makes you think about, you know, your ex-boyfriend, bitch, turn the song off and move on, okay? Maybe your ex cheated on you 5 years ago, okay? One person, single instance, 5 years ago, build a bridge, get the fuck over it. Let go, move on. That's it. And you can't take it personal. The shit that people do is about them. Cheaters don't cheat because they're lacking something in you. They cheat because they're lacking something inside themselves, okay? I'm going to say it 100 times, 1,000,000 times. I'll tell you forever. It is not because of you. That is their problem. And you're taking it personal. You're taking that hurt on. And who knows what great things you've missed out on because you've been harping on that fucking story, okay? You've got to learn. If you believe someone burned you in the past, okay, what are some ways to avoid a similar situation down the road? My husband and I have seen scams all over the place. We ate shit a long time ago and lost our ass to some bullshit, okay? So here's the thing. I am very aware of people now. So we're not getting scammed again because I can absolutely call it out. I can call bullshit for bullshit. And it's been several instances of people just fucking around. Okay. And that's it. That the internet has opened up a whole fucking territory of we're going to scam you for your money. And I know it's happened to you because it's fucking happened to everybody. It's just happened. That's it. But you've got to pay attention so that you can avoid those situations. Okay. Be more aware, be more cautious. Completely withdrawing is effective, but excessive. Okay. It's going to eliminate some of your challenges with others, but it also eliminates a lot of, you know, the simple pleasures in life. So you cannot just not take chances. We're never going to not invest again. We just know what kind of research to do before we do. And we're, you know, we are giving ourselves time to heal. I wouldn't even think about it at this point in time. But you can't say forever. You just learn. You have to learn. Everybody gets burned. That's it. So you look for the red flags this time. You don't go in naive. You don't fall for the things that sound too good to be true, because I promise, babe, if it sounds too good to be true, it really, really is. Okay. And you've got to go slow. I feel like you either trust way too much or way too little. And the best solutions are found right at that sweet spot in the middle. Okay. Until someone has earned your trust, trust them to meet you at the movies at 7, but trusting them to hold $1,000 for you for a few days should probably be avoided. Okay. So we start small, in the middle, beyond a certain point. Allow people to earn your trust. Avoid sharing your secrets. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys really want to win this year, you're setting these goals. And I've seen it. I just scrolled on Facebook right now, trying to post journal prompts and shit for the group. If you guys are not in my Listen Bitches Facebook group, I post journal prompts 5 days a week. If you are looking to grow in your relationship with Christ, I've also got a Bible study group that is fire. We're doing the Bible in a year. I posted shit there too. But anyway, so I'm scrolling on Facebook and I see everyone just posting all of their plans and goals and all these things. Like, they're energetically just puking on the internet, telling everybody their business. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, nobody needs to know what the fuck you're doing. Just shut the fuck up, put your head down and do the work, and they'll see what you've done. You have nothing to prove to anybody. And if you are doing it just to prove it to someone, or you want people to think that you're doing something, but you're not really doing it, like, you're exhausting all of us. So just don't, okay? We're not sharing everything. Don't share anything. No deep, dark secrets. Trusting and being silly just don't go hand in hand, okay? And if you're sharing everything on the internet, you're just silly. You're silly. You've got to question the present, because if you find yourself feeling untrusting, ask yourself if it's justified. If you are in this moment, okay, trust your gut instincts. Look for the tellers. Look for the red flags. Look for the old patterns. Do you have a reason not to trust this person? You meet someone, you start dating. Have they given you a reason not to trust them? Why do you feel that way? Are you unfairly prejudging this person? You meet a new business partner. You guys are going ham. I mean, I know what that's like too. You just trust someone so much and boom, your business eats shit because they said a lot of things they were going to do, but they didn't take the action in the things they were going to do. So are you attempting to trust too much too soon? And in whatever situation you're in, whether it's friend, business, lover, whatever it is, what are the consequences of this person letting you down? And then at the same time, you want to ask the question of what are the consequences of not trusting them? That's it. That's the same thing. Even currently in your relationships, I think vulnerability is a key ingredient to a healthy relationship. Okay. And that's vulnerability of, like, literally my husband has taken, you know, some of my, he's weaponized some of my things in some toxic situations in our life. Like, literally knowing the thing that would hurt me the most, that's exactly what he did. And I've had to learn that who he was in that moment is not who he is now. So I asked myself in that present experience, what is the cost of not trusting him? Can I be vulnerable again? So learning to trust him all over again, I can talk to him about anything. I could tell him how I'm feeling. Not trusting him would have been the cost of a peaceful marriage. Literally, that's how it works. And the same thing for him, watching him be more vulnerable, sharing things that, you know, it's like one of those things, once mom knows, it's too late, right? Like, it's just that once he tells me something, he can't take it back. And so that vulnerability, it's just a way for relationships to get closer. But you yourself set that example, be more trustworthy. A lot of times people that struggle to trust other people aren't trustworthy themselves, right? It's like, you know, the first time we got burned, it was like, I could not understand how someone would do that, because I would never fucking do that. I would never do that. So it doesn't make sense, right? It's not meant to make sense to me because it's not in my DNA or my personality to understand that side. I'm like, how do they justify it? You know, I got scammed for a kitten, you guys. Okay. A fucking kitten. Someone's out there scamming people for little pets. And it happens every day, 1,000 times a day. It's ridiculous. Okay. But I just couldn't understand. I'm like, this person has me set up for weeks and weeks thinking I'm getting this kitten. How I don't understand how they're justifying it. Like, how are you okay with that? How do you sleep at night? I'm never going to understand that. Okay. Because I'm not a thief, and a thief expects other people to steal. Cheaters expect others to cheat. I would project all the time, all the time. You have to be cheating on me. You're cheating on me because secretly I'm cheating on you. And it was a whole fucking thing. It is very toxic, very toxic. It's common to project our shortcomings on other people. So make sure that you are someone who is trustworthy, because that is how I've learned where I can put my trust and where I can look for the red flags and find the assurances that I need, because I have been burned. It still comes back to the point of when I do choose to trust, it is fully. It's fully and completely. Treat people how you want to be treated, okay? Yes, there's some dicks out there that are not going to do that to you, but the more trustworthy you are, the better things are coming to you. I promise that works for you. Strive to be trustworthy and a lot of your issues are going to disappear. You have to start reconnecting. Okay. That's going to be my life is not even about reconnecting. It's just about finding that starting point of connecting. Okay. I've had that story that I was stuck on for a very long time of, I love you, I don't like you. Since I was a little kid, like, I just think people don't like me. That's the story. Okay. So I've put up these walls. I've done these things. People have burned me, turned their backs on me. The key word in my life was rejection. Everybody rejected me. And it's still, I see that as a constant in my life. I see, you know, people that have rejected me, people that I've seen reject my kids. But that doesn't mean that everybody has to be outed, okay? Because there are a lot of people that are on the outside of my family that do love us and would aspire to be a part of us. I just struggle with that, with opening up to that, okay? But when you are ready to reconnect, when you're ready to reach out to other people, you've got to make the effort and start with the most trustworthy people you know, and you branch out from there. And honestly, okay, if you are with or around someone who has repeatedly violated your trust, okay, if your baby daddy has 10 other families going while you're pregnant at home, remove them from your life, okay? There's a point where some people think that's not possible, that you just can't cut people out of your life. Bitch, I promise you can. Snip, snip, cut them out. You're done. Be done. You've got to set boundaries. This is the season of self-love. We are going to be confident, empowered, independent, goal-setting, achieving successful motherfuckers this year. That's it. That's what we're going to do. Okay. So you have to surround yourself with people that you deserve in your life. Okay. And I get it. You guys, trust issues can be painful. They can be challenging, but choosing to be alone is also painful and challenging. Okay. Go through your past, examine it objectively, start down a path that leads to those meaningful, enjoyable relationships. Okay. Taking small steps towards reconnecting with other people, it's going to have a profound effect on your life. I mean, the moral of the story here is we are going to free ourselves from these self-limiting beliefs. Okay. People have done their things. They have influenced us, our parents, society, friends, family, lovers. They've influenced us, but we get stuck on these stories. And now we're going to start choosing the beliefs that are self-nurturing. Okay. The good beliefs, you're going to change the story that you're stuck on about what it is to trust other people and to be able to get close to other people. We're out here knowing that we can absolutely objectively analyze our thoughts and our habits and our patterns. We can nurture our self-esteems. Being yourself, the best version of you, is how we achieve that greatness, okay? I get that we take everything from our past and we put that on our present potential, but it's not working for us. So let's try something different. Okay. Let's let everything go and know that today's a clean slate. The people that we interact with, we're a new version of ourselves. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they can be the same. Absolutely. And if you can choose to release any lingering self-doubts or questions or toxic stories that you've been carrying, you're going to be able to take advantage of life's experience, okay? Your chance as a co-creator, pairing up with God, knowing that your performance is going to excel the more you choose to believe in yourself. The more you hold to that feeling of connectedness and closeness, how would your life change if you decided to let go of all these nasty stories? If you just wiped everything clean with a new slate, how would your life change? I'm just curious, because you deserve it. All right, babe, have a great day. I'm excited to be back. I hope this fucking works. That's all. It's not like I can even listen to it back because I'm deaf in both ears, literally. So let's pray for a miracle. And if the sound was great, go ahead and let me know. Send me a message, shoot me a text, whatever is good for you. Let me know, thumbs up, okay? I love you guys. Have a great day.